there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
Number 8,767.
Oh boy, don't you just love it out here in this fresh air?
Oh man, I can't believe this. This is so stupid. You don't even have an iPod. You don't even have a tablet out here. You won't give me your Wi-Fi password. This is so stupid.
We are driving some cattle. And that's all the iPad that you need, young man.
I never even saw a horse like this before, and this,
aren't horses, you stupid child.
Hey, now, come on. I can't be that stupid, because I've been stealing cars or whatever, and this is the first time I got caught, and you're just hanging around with old... old broke-ass horses.
Oh. Here, boy. Hold this bull a minute, will you?
Oh, no. You see, that wasn't part of the plan. I don't mind if I'm gonna be, like, a director in this company or whatever, but I will be darned if I want to be a stockholder.
You think you're funny, boy? You're be busy... telling jokes, and you'll get gored by that bull.
That bull, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He can't even, he can't even step to me, because I'm from the city, and I don't...
Bullshit.
Hey, mister, I know one thing. That is not bullshit.
What is bullshit, then?
Now that is some bullshit.
Welcome to H to the C's newest, most fan-favoritest segment.
Second annual.
Yeah.
The actual time frame that it takes to go from one annual to another is yet to be determined, but this is a second annual.
I think it will work out.
All you have to do is go and look when the last time we did this and count the days in between. Do we have to do everything for you?
So we are here with John, that's me.
Ryan.
And special guest.
May Wonderful.
So, May Wonderful, this is, I've got this book right here. It's called 10,000 Jokes, Toasts, and Stories.
I'm going to stop you right there, John, because I was looking at that book earlier, and it's actually like 10,065 jokes. That is bullshit.
Those are bonus jokes.
Yeah, well, none of the real jokes are anything to write home about, so it just seems like it's more of a kick in the ass
to have
65 extra.
Are you suggesting that our joke book doesn't have quality jokes in it?
Well, I mean...
Are you suggesting that putting 65 extra jokes in the book is worse than cheating ahead of the bit by looking at the book?
Look...
What do you have to say for yourself?
Look at those glasses and that mustache.
You see the artistic of the Groucho thing, and it says ha 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 in the background.
That stock photo probably cost them more than they had to pay in royalties for the extra 65 jokes. So,
well, we're gonna choose a random joke between 1 and 10,065, and you are gonna eat your words and your hat, because it's going to be a good one. And so we're going to pick a joke, we're going to read the joke, and then we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock, and we're going to try to come up with something to do with the joke. And then you will have heard that first, because this is the most straightforward segment that we've ever done. We're recording this ahead of time, but, you know, we're time travelers.
So, whenever we're ready, John.
Alright, well, we'll start the timer after we've read the joke, so give us a number.
Alright, I've got to fire up the random generator machine. Here we go. The number is 8767. That's 8,767.
Getting close. I'm on the right page. This is in the miscellaneous humor section. I think the same as last time.
Oh, we're in for a treat.
All right, so here's the joke. Quotations. "Here, boy," said the man to the boy who was helping him drive a bunch of cattle. Quote, "Hold this bull a minute, will you?" "No," answered the boy. "I don't mind being a director in this company, but I'm darned if I want to be a stockholder."
Sassy little bugger.
5 minutes on the clock. So what...
What all right. The fuck did that mean?
First we need to figure out what the joke means. Alright, so here boy... So he, okay, so he's helping him drive a bunch of cattle. "Hold this bull a minute. I don't mind being a director in this company, but I'm darned if I want to be a stockholder."
It would make infinitely more sense if cattle were ever referred to as stock. Are they? A livestock.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's holding a bull.
Yeah, it's still livestock. It's still, I don't know where...
Maybe the bull means something that I don't... Like, I'm picturing a bowl like that you would put cereal in. Maybe that's not what I should be picturing.
Bull, B-U-L-L.
A bull!
Yeah, John just has a speech impediment.
Yeah. "Here, boy, hold this bull a minute, will you?" "No, I don't mind being a director in this company, but I'm darned if I want to be a stockholder."
All right, now I understand. Well, that's a clever joke.
Yeah, well, what does the director part mean?
Because he's, like, directing the cattle, isn't he? Yeah, helping him drive the cattle.
Okay.
Yeah. So the director would be like the board of directors. He's using a double entendre there.
Okay. Yeah, well I got one of the entendres down. I didn't really get how it relates to the real life cattle driving situation. All right. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to come up with something coherent. So that is... Alright. There's two people in that scene. How can we make this a three-person deal? Is it possible?
I can be a bull.
Okay. So, do you want to be the boy or the man?
I'll be the sassy little boy.
Okay. Alright, so I'll be the here boy. Hold this bull a minute, will you? And Ryan, you can be the bull.
Yep.
There isn't gonna be... We need to build on this, though. We can just read that out and act it out, but we need to add that H to the C flair to it. Any ideas from the gallery?
Yeah.
We need some world building here.
I have one idea. How about after
Two minutes. Spit it out.
All right, I got it. How about when she talks back to you like that, you can say something like, "What is this bullshit?" And she can say, "That isn't bullshit." And then I can go, and then she can say, "That's bullshit."
That's a much funnier joke than what's in the book. All
right, that's a good ending. Can we add something to the beginning of this to lead up to it? So, what's our backstory, my wonderful? Are you my son, or are you my helper boy?
You maybe you're someone who has to do like some community service, or you could be a crotchety old man, and I can maybe be like a hoodlum, and it's kind of a scare me straight thing. Okay. That if I don't straighten up and fly right, I'm gonna have to just be an old man with a bull.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We can start there. We've got another minute to add even more polish to this. It's going to be an amazing bit. So, all right. So that's the basic premise. And all right. So the scared straight thing. You're reluctant to be there, but you're hilarious.
Oh, that much is certain. I will be right. Hilarious.
We got 30 minutes. We got to run out the clock.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
30 minutes would be overkill.
That's the same thing.
Maybe the cat has something he'd like to add.
Tachi, what would you like to add? Ooh. You're right. Sit there looking sleepy, are you?
In this scene, there will be a fat cat sitting quietly on the ground, not participating unless he finds something to knock over. Or to ruffle, or to grunt.
We might get some grunts if we're lucky.
There's some purring going on.
Oh.
Alright, that's the quack. We're done.
Number 8767.
Oh boy, don't you just love it out here in this fresh air?
Oh man, I can't believe this is so stupid. You don't even have an iPod. You don't even have a tablet out here. You won't give me your Wi-Fi password. So stupid.
We are driving cattle.